Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mike's calling from Westchester. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, Evan, put headphones on the kids when with the segment where you start doing your Sunday picks, okay? It's a little tough to tell a kid not to gamble.
Right.
When this portion of the show is sponsored by, you know what I mean?
You bring up a fair point. Gambling is a big part of everything in life. So I've got to teach my kids, kind of like alcohol, kind of like anything else, that, yeah, when you're older and you can make the smarter decisions, you should do it. The one thing you shouldn't do is bet when you're underage, when you don't have the money. But you're right. We live in a society where I think you almost have to parent even more because there's so much around you, you know?
Yeah, it is, hey, but listen, just real quick, I'd like to hear your comment on this. And I know in Giant history, this is going to be the worst contract ever. But after this $100-whatever million they've sunk into Daniel Jones in the last 2 years, is this going to, well, I think we got, what, about 5 wins? You're not going to see him again in a Giant uniform. Is this the worst contract in New York sports history? I'd like to hear your take on that.
All right, so one thing Tiki's always pointed out, and he's right, and we should address this off the top, is it's not what it sounded like when it was first signed. Four years, 160, right? It's not that. But it is whatever guarantee. What will the contract be if they cut him at the end of the year, no injury guarantee? What will be the total that they gave Daniel Jones?
It's 80. So there's 80, and I forget the dead number. But the dead number doesn't matter because it's just the proration of the signing bonus.
Really, just what he ended up with is the way I would view it.
So it'll be, I have to look it up, but it's around 80-something million.
Okay. Here's why he may be.
But in total, his whole tenure here, he'll have made about $110 million.
See, the only thing I'm looking at is the contract, right?
Yes.
What did he do once he signed the contract, and how much did you give him in said contract? And our last caller's right, it's going to be up there, because right now he's 3-13 with 10 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, and he got $82 million.
Yes.
So you're basically paid how much per win, how much per interception, how much per touchdown. So it will go down as one of the worst contracts in the history of New York sports. Now, it didn't screw the Giants for a decade, which in some of these other bad contracts, if we cross sports a little bit, you can say happened. But in the terms of production for what you paid and what you got out of him, it's going to be one of the worst ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, part of it was because he was injured, but he did take you to a playoff game. So, I mean, that year you can't take away from him.
You know
what I mean?
And there it's not a part of the contract.
I agree. There's some point. $108 million will be the total after this season that he'll have been paid.
Yeah. So that's in total for his entire tenure.
Entire tenure.
Okay.
2019 through 2024 season, he'll make $108 million.
Yeah, it's funny. I did a Rico Bronya on worst Met contracts, and it was tough because there were some guys that they re-signed, and it was, well, are we judging their entire tenure or just after you re-sign them? And if you're talking about the contract, it's after you re-sign them. And so after Jones got the extension, it's a disaster. 3-13. Now, I have to tell you something very funny. At least I find it very funny. So I mentioned that Sean Morash last night. Are you alone at home or something like that?
Last night?
Yeah.
I had a very fun night. My wife was packing for Atlantic City. My kids went to sleep, and I went down to the basement with the dogs.
Okay, so he's downstairs in the basement with his dogs, Tiki, and he decides to just go nuts on Twitter. And he had long-ass engagements about the Eagles and Saquon Barkley, and he called them lunkheads, and it got very, very ugly. And we've addressed some of these Saquon Barkley discussions. It got very ugly.
It was fun.
Okay, fun. All right. But while arguing about Saquon, he got into another argument that I mentioned about 20 minutes ago when a caller tried to bring it up, and I said, just wait, I want to present it to Tiki, let Tiki decide if Sean was out of bounds. During a commercial break, Sean said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't remember inciting Met fans last night.
I still don't know what
you're talking about. You still don't know?
No.
You have no idea?
No, and I just went back on Twitter. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so I'm going to tell Tiki, please don't respond, Sean. This is for Tiki to find out.
All right, let me hear. All right.
Last night, the New York Mets tweeted a congratulations to Francisco Lindor for being named to the All-MLB second team.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
I was actually kind of shocked by it, but whatever.
Keep that he should have been All-MLB first team?
Yes.
Yeah,
not that I know or give a crap what MLB first or second team is,
it's new.
But whatever.
It's new. Like, literally invented it 2 years ago. And by the way, decided to have an award show last night on MLB Network that competed with Thursday Night Football. So that's the background. So they tweet out, congrats to Francisco Lindor.
Okay.
Sean Morash decides to go on Twitter to retweet that and write, quote, nobody celebrates falling short quite like the New York Mets.
That is a troll.
That is a... Well,
I forgot it. That's funny.
And it didn't stop there. So naturally...
Why are you hating on Lindor, Sean?
I'm not. As a matter of fact, Tiki, I thought the same thing. First of all, I'll be honest with you. When I saw this tweet, I didn't even know there was first or second team.
But it is new, to be fair. It's okay. Like, I think this is only the second year they're doing it.
And I believe my initial response before I tweeted anything was...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Lindor to get first team shortstop? Like, not, I didn't realize there was a difference. Like, it was combined. It's not AL and NL. That's
right,
why
right.
I would have assumed.
Right.
So, yeah.
So who was first team then?
Bobby Witt.
Oh, Bobby Witt.
Which is deservedly so.
Right. Well, of course. He was in the MVP conversation for a long time.
But you're right, Sean. Like, since it's so new, I forget, too, that it's separated. Yeah. So I'm like, who the hell's ahead of him? Oh, it's combined Bobby Witt.
Right.
And you're fine. Well, okay. But it doesn't stop there. Yeah. So naturally, Tiki, someone would pull up a Yankee tweet from 1 year ago in which the Yankees say, congratulations to Gerrit Cole on earning first All-MLB honors and to Aaron Judge on second team honors.
Yeah.
So that's thrown back at Sean saying, imagine, this is a quote from Sick William, imagine being so bad at your job, you need to resort to clickbait, LOL, and then included that image. To which Sean says, Aaron Judge didn't get a standalone tweet as second team.
Got him.
You're just proving my point.
Got him. Got him.
Now, Tiki, would you agree that this was an absolutely asinine?
How do you even think that make that your comeback? Well, the Yankees didn't stand alone.
Now I want
to stand alone XM. He didn't stand alone XM. So did Sean miss the spot?
Tiki, I'm going to take
X
you.
Miss the spot?
Yeah, did X miss the spot? Did Sean miss the X?
Can I defend before you say whether I missed the X or not?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to put you.
Yourself,
I'm going to put you in a very dangerous place. My mind, right. Okay. When I see this Met tweet, it's like a poster baseball card of just Francisco Lindor celebrating he's been named second team All-MLB. When I get that thrown back in my face, yeah, I'm seeing a first team MLB guy with a second team MLB guy. They didn't do a separate, here's Aaron Judge, second team MLB. My point is the Mets really put it out there. And it's just kind of funny because,
but Sean,
and you got to remember,
who else from the Mets was first or second team?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Shocking.
So he's the only one.
Okay, but this is now, I want to also take inside my mind. I'm also coming off a point in time where I've argued with these deranged people. Maybe I am too, that they were better than the Yankees because they beat the Dodgers twice, even though they didn't make the World Series.
Okay,
so that is where that tweet is coming from.
Here's the problem. This is why you What did I say?
You missed the spot or missed the X.
You missed the spot.
Yeah.
Here's why you fail. Yeah. You're tweeting different people. It's not a collective. They're not all against you. And so if you take your ire out on someone who didn't aggrieve you, you know what I mean? You're being unfair to the second person.
Yeah, you're arguing with different people.
You're
right
lumping
now.
Them all together, and that's just not that's not fair.
And also,
now if it's one guy who's just like ragging you, then go ahead, go all in, man. Do whatever you got
to
say.
So logically, I would agree with you. However, I tend to find it's the same 23 Met fans constantly in my timeline.
Yeah, but the
yes,
other thing
but
is,
but not specifically.
Well, I didn't want to single him out. Then he gives them the pop.
But you're also picking the stupidest fight. Like, if the Yankees only had somebody...
if the Yankees only had a fucking
all-team guy, they would have put out one image. They had two guys. They were lazy by saving one image
to put
two guys out there.
Then I had somebody tweet at me. He's like, oh, you know, they celebrated Aaron Judge winning MVP. They didn't win the World Series. Yeah, it's first in MVP voting, not second in MVP voting.
Well, you're looking to fight
and there's only one MVP.
Well, there's two technically in each league, but
you know what I mean. But
you're looking to fight everybody over the dumbest things.
Nine all in. Yes. What? 11? How many all? Because what do? They do starting pitcher.
Yeah, I think they do starter, reliever, DH position. So it's like 10. That's probably 12.
So it's like 10. It's like 12 people. It's a lot of people. MVP is one or two in the entire system.
You're thinking about this too logically, Tiki. And Evan just said the exact point. Evan just uttered these words. You're looking to fight people over the stupidest reasons. You have a world out there where everybody's fighting over politics and everything else. Yeah, I'm bringing a little levity to Twitter.
Oh, God, now you're bowing you're doing America a favor?
Let's fight about nonsense stuff. Come on, let's have some fun here.
When Sean's teams stink, and make no mistake, they all suck, this is what he does.
Yeah,
he tries to bring his misery, and he's bored. He has no ammo. He has no fuel.
Levity.
No, if the Giants were 8-2, he wouldn't be picking on the Met fan.
Well,
You know that.
You know what else the problem is? So, like, you guys thought, Tiki, I know you thought this, Tommy certainly did, that I was trolling yesterday with Carl Anthony Towns, right?
Yeah.
With the whole, he found the camera. I wasn't trolling. See,
the camera found him.
Right. We agree to disagree. I found something that isn't just trolling, but I know that some Knicks fans would say he's probably right. In fact, I'll tell you a brief story. Earlier this morning, CP, the franchise, invited me on his show. Because, of course, it's Knicks Nets. So, we got to do our thing. And I mentioned this theory I have about Kat, and CP, and you know how honest he is.
Mm-hmm.
He smiles at me and says, yeah, Kat knows how to find the camera. He knows! Because what you need to do, Sean, is find the troll that even deep down, the Met fan, or in this case, the Knicks fan, knows is true. Getting on the social media team because they put out a congratulations on all second. Come on, bro.
Come on, it was fun.
Find the right, and you didn't even remember it.
That's how nonsensical it was.
Very nonsensical.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.